This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has signed two measures that show support for Hong Kong's democracy protesters angering Chinese leaders, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The two measures passed nearly unanimously in the House and Senate last week after months of unrest on the streets of Hong Kong. President Trump had expressed some reservations about the effects of those statements since he's negotiating a trade deal with China's President Xi Jinping, who suggested there could be countermeasures if Trump signed the bills. One mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. The other bans the export to Hong Kong police of items like tear gas, rubber bullets, and tasers that could be used against demonstrators. President Trump says he signed the measures with the hope of a peaceful resolution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There's new information on the timing of President Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch claims it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army engaging in summary executions, pillaging, seizing properties, and preventing the return of people of their homes. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. A roadside bomb in northern Afghanistan demolished a civilian vehicle Wednesday evening, killing at least 15 civilians and injuring two others. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman accused Taliban insurgents of planting the bomb in troubled Kunduz province. Provincial officials said the victims, including women and children, were on their way to attend a wedding party in the Imam Sahib district, the scene of heavy fighting between Afghan forces and the Taliban. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador Wednesday rejected interventionism after U.S. President Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American countries' drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Reuters' Gavino Garay.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador hit back at the U.S. on Wednesday, accusing it of interventionism after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was working to designate Mexico's drug cartels as terrorist organizations.
I will only say cooperation, yes. Intervention, no.
Lopez Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of nine Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month.
That is Reuters' Gavino Garay reporting. New York City's big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade is taking place Thursday, but the question is whether or not wind gusts are ground those giant character balloons that everyone wants to see fly in the sky. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
If winds exceed 23 miles per hour and gusts exceed 34, that's a no-fly for the giant balloons. NYPD Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison says they'll have sergeants along the parade route, measuring the wind and making decisions on the spot.
The balloons could actually go up to 55 feet in height. But if it comes to a situation where there's some public safety, we will bring them down to 10 feet.
Or he says they could be deflated on the spot. Security is another concern. The NYPD says right now there are no known credible threats. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Friday after Thanksgiving is traditionally one of the biggest shopping days of the year. Black Friday is viewed as the start of the holiday shopping season, a time when U.S. retailers take and rake in a significant portion of the year's profits. Many stores offer deep discounts to attract customers, and shoppers often line up early for a chance to grab a great deal before supplies run out. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.